this next conversation that takes place between Karen, the mother, and her daughter Chaney, who's 12 years old. Chaney had been expecting a visit from a boy, in a sense, her first date, to the extent that a 12-year-old's visit from a boy would be called a date. But the boy is supposed to arrive at a particular time, and he didn't show up. So Karen is showing her concern, but also trying to get Chaney to tell how she felt about it. Karen says, "That's too bad. Aren't you mad?" Chaney said, "Nope." "I mean, just in general." Chaney, "What do you mean?" Karen, "Not at him, just in general." Chaney, "No, not that much." Karen, "Disappointed?" Chaney, "No, not that much." Karen, "Relieved?" Chaney, "No." And she laughed. And Karen says, "What?" And then she says, laughing, "Give us a feeling here, Chaney." I love that line because this "give us a feeling here" is kind of a rallying cry for women's conversation. Feelings are what you're supposed to tell when you talk to somebody. That's what makes you close. So Karen wants her daughter to confide in her so that they feel close and is in a way teaching her daughter the kind of conversation you're supposed to have. Well, eventually the boy did show up, although unexpectedly, and he and Chaney went out for a walk. So when Chaney came back, Karen wanted to know what happened. But Chaney is heading for her room because she wants to call her best friend Nellie and tell Nellie what happened. But her mother, Karen, wants to hear it first. And this is how the conversation goes. Karen says, "Come sit and tell us all about it." Chaney says, "I have to call Nellie." Karen, "Come, tell us all about it first. I am your first priority here." I think this slight competition between the daughter's best friend and the mother is something that plays out in many homes, certainly was in my own home when I was a teenager. Under pressure from her mother, Chaney does agree to sit down, and she sits next to her mother on the couch. But listen to how the conversation goes. Again, Chaney is anything but forthcoming. Karen, "Did he hold your hand?" Chaney, "Yeah." "How did that feel?" "His hands were cold." Now, you know that how cold his hands were is probably not what the mother had in mind when she asked, "How did that feel?" But Chaney gets away with it. Karen, "Did you kiss?" Chaney, "Yeah." Karen, "Where?" Chaney, "Where do you think?" And she chuckles. Karen, "On your lip?" Chaney, "Just a short one." Karen, "Oh, my God." "Where? At our door?" Chaney, "Yeah." Karen, "What did you think?" Chaney, "Nothing." "Did you have any feelings about it?" "Yeah." "A good one or a bad one or a stupid one?" "Good." "When are you going to see him?" Probably in June. "That's nice and safe." And then Chaney's laughing and she's still trying to get up. "Bye." Karen, "So are you happy to see him?" "Yeah." "Is he the same as you thought he would be?" "He's just the same." Finally, Chaney did succeed in escaping to her room to call her friend. And I suspect that if we really wanted to know how she felt about her date with the boy, we'd have to hear her conversation with Nellie, not her conversation with her mother. But what you see here is Karen's trying to get from Chaney a kind of conversation that is the substance of friendship and intimacy for most women. The next example that I'm going to give, which is kind of an extended one, comes from what was probably the original television reality show, The Loud Family. Way back in 1973, the public broadcasting system, PBS, aired a series of 12 documentary segments that had been made by filmmakers Alan and Susan Raymond. They had again, spent nearly a year just tape recording the everyday life of the family of Bill and Pat Loud and their 5 children, 3 sons and 2 daughters. They lived in Santa Barbara, California. This was a true reality series in a way that more current ones aren't, in that there was no commentary. There certainly was editing, but there was no commentary and nothing set up. They just recorded the family for all this time and then picked out the parts that they were going to show for the series.